great to be able to be part of the crew on this historic flight out of Sydney today to take the last 747 to the Mojave Desert, but also a bit of a tear in the eye as well, as it's the end of an era. 49 years the aeroplane's been flying with Qantas.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the plane that you're going to be in, and I guess any of its history or what, you know, what we know about it.
The registration of this aeroplane is Oscar Echo Juliet. It's been with Qantas for 17 years. It was the last 747-400ER, and ER stands for extended range. Qantas had the only extended range jumbos in the world, and this was the last one we bought 17 years ago.
Where are we going to be able to see you today?
Well, if you're at the airport, we'll be taxiing around the airport a little bit. We'll come back over the airport and then up to the Sydney Harbour heads, then down over the harbour twice. And then we'll take the aeroplane down the coast to Albion Park Airport, where our first 747-400, Oscar Juliet Alpha, is parked there in the Haas Museum. And we'll say goodbye to that aircraft and everybody down in Wollongong. And then we head off out off the coast and on our way to Los Angeles, the Mojave Desert.
Well, what does it feel like for a pilot, Greg, to say goodbye to these, I guess they're the workhorses of the aviation world, for you personally?
This particular aircraft, everybody in Australia, everybody in the world knows the shape of the 747. It's like aeroplane jelly and Vegemite. It's always been there. We don't know life without the 747 in the skies. So that's why this particular aeroplane is going to be very difficult to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
All right. And what time are you taking off? And so, how long will you be in our vicinity so we can give you the big send-off there, Greg?
The schedule is there's a ceremony at the airport before we leave, and we'll push the aircraft out of the hangar at around 2 o'clock. We actually have a few things to do before we get airborne. So I'm anticipating that we'll be airborne out of Sydney at about 2:30 or thereabouts, and we should be over the heads, I would say, between around 2:45 to 3 o'clock.
Should we put out our eye masks and Qantas pyjamas, do you think?
Well, I think nearly every Australian has a set, because nearly anybody who's travelled overseas since 1971 with Qantas has flown on a 747.
Yeah, we've got Captain Greg Fitzgerald with us this morning. He's part of the crew that will be on that final 747 flight later on today. Besides yourself, and I think it's the Captain Ewan Cameron who's going to be flying the plane there, Greg, is there anybody else on board?
Yeah, we actually have six pilots on board today. It's a historic flight, so we've got slightly more pilots than normal. As you're correct, Captain Ewan Cameron, who is our longest-serving continuous jumbo pilot at 40 years continuous service, he'll be flying the aeroplane into the Mojave Desert on its very last service, and I'll be supporting him as his first officer into the Mojave Desert. And in command today, as we fly over the harbour, is actually Captain Sherelle Quinn. Mm-hmm. And We have a few other pilots on board as well, and as I said, a total of six.
Well, we have to let you go, I know, Greg, because you've got a taxi waiting to take you to the airport to get on that plane for the very last time, and as we can hear there, you're doing it with quite a heavy heart.
Very heavy heart, but at least Sydney has turned on the weather for us, so we'll turn on a little bit of a show to bid the Queen farewell to Sydney.
Yeah, indeed. We'll look forward to seeing you in the skies one final time in the 747 later on this afternoon. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Captain Greg Fitzgerald, who's part of the crew, that final flight today, Qantas's final 747, as you heard, heading off after 2 this afternoon, and around 2:30 to 2:45, you should be able to see it across the harbour from the heads down towards the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I mean, it would have been a good opportunity. Remember the radio station many years ago, Wendy, announced that they were going to fly a jumbo underneath the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and then they put an elephant on a barge. Yeah, I mean, this is the final chance to actually fly one under the bridge.
Well, I don't think that Greg will be taking that opportunity.
I guess not.